This is TWiT.
Hi, Linnella. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Scott Wilkinson's here, too.
Hi, Leo. Hi, Scott. I've been trying to get you a long time regarding this question.
Hey, great.
You bet. Happy to help.
Thank you. I have several pairs of these bookshelf size, even smaller speakers that have a round hole. Some of them have that round hole in the front. Others have them in the back. I would like to know, what is that round hole? I know it has something to do with bass. The ones that have the round hole in the back, because I know sound bounces, how close can I have those speakers to the wall or to my furniture? Can I put those speakers close to each other? Can I put them on top of each other?
That's a great question.
Really great question.
A lot of
really
speakers have what's called a bass port, right? It's not right. The round hole where the speaker is. It's an empty, it looks like just a empty hole into
like
the speaker.
Hole.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. It's called a port or a vent. And it is intended to change the bass characteristics, make the bass a little smoother. Typically doesn't allow the speaker to go as low in the bass, but it does make a smoother kind of response.
But it makes sense. If you think about a guitar, for instance, where the hole is and how the hole works is important to the sound overall
Correct.
Of the guitar.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And the same thing here. Now, if the hole or the port is in the front, then you can put it right up against the wall. Speakers up right up against the wall generally don't sound as good as when they're out in the room a little bit in any event.
Okay.
But if you have a speaker in the a port in the front, it's easier to get away with that than if it's in the back. If it's in the back, you really don't want it right up against the wall.
But how far off should it be?
Well, it depends on the size of the speaker.
But it doesn't have to be feet away.
Bookshelf size speakers.
Yeah, 6 inches would be enough, right?
Okay. Yeah, it would. However, putting a bookshelf speaker, I think the term bookshelf speaker is a little problematic, because if you put any speaker in a bookshelf, you know, in a shelf with a thing above it and things around it, it's going to sound different. The acoustics of it being in another cabinet, essentially, are going to make it sound different.
You may not dislike it. Sometimes it enhances the bass, and if you like a lot of bass, you might, you can put speakers in a corner where it might not be more accurate, but it sure is, it sounds boom, boom, boom.
Boomier.
Right? Yeah.
Now, yes, it does increase the bass. But if the bass is muddy and kind of boomy, as you just alluded to, you might not like it, or you might. It's
so
kind of a personal preference.
You know what the real answer? The real answer is, Linnella, play with it. Move it around till it sounds like how you want it to sound.
It sounds better when they're off the floor. For some reason, when they hit the sound hits the floor. But still, can I put those speakers, because they're so small, can I stack them on top of each other? Will the sound bounce off and destroy the other speaker?
No.
Why do you have two on top of each other? You have two different...
Because they're so small, and I go in the kitchen to dance. It's a hard floor, so I can move them around.
All right. Well, I want to
take them in the kitchen.
You should dance in the kitchen whenever possible.
Absolutely.
I dance everywhere.
And these tiny little speakers, you know, I have putting them on top of each other is not a problem. If you're moving them around, if you're using them like a portable kind of a sound system, then it really doesn't matter. Just, you know, put them wherever they fit and it'll be fine.
Oh, good.
I was thinking more in terms of permanent installation.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have a second question, please. This is old school about records.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people who can hear the sound on records that is not on CD. I can actually hear it. I want to break down and give my record collection to my little cousin who's in college, who's a young up-and-coming artist. He wants the records, but I don't want to give them away for that reason, but I'm going to. Could you please tell me what type of equipment? I do have the original record player and stereo and those big giant box speakers that came with it when I bought my records. What kind of equipment shall I record those records on before I give them away, because I don't want to be sorry that I gave them away.
So now remember, though, that one of the things you hear is the fact that is an analog record. That's probably the reason. That's probably what you like about it.
They sound better than CD.
Yeah, but you're going to, in effect, make a CD out of it. So understand.
Anytime you record it,
you're giving up. You're going to give up some of that quality.
Oh,
that's right.
There's no way. Now, not even the reel-to-reel tape.
Well, a reel-to-reel tape. Yeah, you got
would
a reel-to-reel.
Do it, because that's also analog. You're going to lose a generation, though, right?
But that's not so bad. Not so bad.
Okay, all right.
Do you have a reel-to-reel recorder?
Well, I was going to buy one for that reason.
Yeah, I mean, audiophiles for years used high-quality tape at a high speed, by the way. The higher the speed, the less you'll degrade it. So 15 feet per second, if you can.
Inches. Okay. 15 inches per second.
Not feet.
Okay. Okay. 15 feet per second would be really good.
I really wanted to bless him because I said, this could, you know
aren't
how the
you
young
sweet?
People use the records?
They love them. They scratch with them and they, they love them.
Yeah, but they're going to destroy
them.
But
they will, but
that.
You will not get them back in the same condition. You know
no,
that.
I'm going to give them to him as a gift.
Aren't you sweet?
But I want to have the gift of the original sound of the music.
Reel to reel.
I really can't hear the difference.
Reel to reel. So at least that's still analog. You won't be sampling it.
Okay.
And then the problem is, of course, those won't last more than 10, 15 years. But
that's right. And it's going to be expensive. I mean, a good reel-to-reel tape deck is not cheap.
What, can you, do they still make them?
They do.
I still love that music. Really, hear the difference.
Tell me what the records are, Lanella.
Oh, they're all the records from the 60s and the 70s before they came out with CDs.
Good stuff.
I still have all of my records.
What's your favorite one to dance to in the kitchen?
Oh, that's anybody. I love any kind of music, all kinds of music.
I mean, are you talking Sly and the Family Stone here?
Those guys, I love rock. I love blues. I love jazz. I love classical. I love country, rhythm and blues. Everything that was out on records, I have a huge record collection that I never got rid of.
Don't give them all to your nephew. Keep a few, will you?
Okay. I do have some 78s also.
Oh, wow.